Welcome to the News Corp US Open podcast on the 13th of November 2025. European stocks opened mixed and are trading choppy with macro drivers light, while the FTSE 100 is subdued after soft UK GDP. The dollar index drifts lower, treasuries are softer on improved risk appetite, and commodities are steady with gold firmer on dollar weakness. In Asia-Pac trade, stocks were mixed following the US, with the ASX 200 weighed by tech, real estate and energy, the Nikkei 225 choppy after earnings and PPI, and the Hang Seng and Shanghai comp mixed with strength in pharmaceuticals offset by weakness in energy and tech. BOJ Governor Ueda noted that the BOJ aims for stable inflation supported by wage gains and stands ready to respond flexibly if long-term rates rise sharply. Regional corporate updates included results from Bilibili, JD.com, Kioxia, SMIC, and Tencent, alongside reports that Alibaba is preparing an overhaul of its mobile AI app. European stocks opened mixed and are trading choppily, with pressure in the DAX and FTSE 100, as weaker UK Q3 GDP and soft manufacturing output weighed on sentiment alongside political uncertainty around PM Starmer on the FTSE 100. Earnings from Deutsche Telekom, Siemens, Flutter, and Rolls-Royce added stock-specific drivers, while sector performance was mixed with technology, chemicals, and insurance outperforming and financial services, energy, and autos lagging. US equity futures were tentative as President Trump's signing of the funding bill ended the shutdown with little reaction, given the widely expected outcome and lingering concerns about a potential end January funding standoff and uncertainty around whether October CPI and jobs data will be released. In effect, the dollar index drifts lower on broad dollar softness and shutdown-related data uncertainty. Euro is firmer through 1.16, cable recovering from GDP-driven losses and dollar-yen easing from resistance near 1.55. Aussie dollar is outperforming after stronger labour data before easing back, leaving Kiwi dollar unable to fully capture dollar softness. In fixed income, treasuries are softer following improved overnight risk appetite before recovering as sentiment faded. Markets await clarity on delayed US data, with December pricing implying roughly a 55% chance of a 25 basis points cut. German debts are trading in line with treasuries. OATs tightened against German debt amid favourable momentum around France's Social Security financing bill, and gilts initially firmed before swinging lower and later recovering as soft UK GDP slightly increased December cut expectations. Moving over to commodities, crude benchmarks are steady after Wednesday's slide, with WTI and Brent consolidating on oversupply concerns stemming from OPEC's latest revisions. Gold extends gains toward $4,235 per ounce as the softer dollar and delayed US data supported the metal. Base metals are extending Wednesday's gains, with LME copper supported after confirmation that the US government shutdown had ended. Private inventories showed a smaller than expected crude build, and the US DOE awarded new SPR purchase contracts. Geopolitical developments included Israeli artillery activity in Gaza, reports of a proposed 20-year US-Israel security arrangement, and comments from US Secretary of State Rubio on West Bank spillover risks. Russia reiterated that Ukraine must negotiate sooner or later, while the G7 signaled further economic measures against Russia. Data in the region featured Japanese corporate goods prices beating expectations and China's M2 supply broadly in line. Looking ahead, highlights include October US Cleveland Fed, November New Zealand Manufacturing PMI. Speakers include Bowie's Green, Fed's Daily, Kashkari, Musalem and Hammack, ECB's Elderson, SMB's Chudin and Moser supply from the US, earnings from Applied Materials, Disney. Thank you for listening. For up-to-date market news and access to the exclusive analyst chat, please check out the service. Title: US Market Open, Awaiting Data Schedule Updates as the Government Reopens, Fed Speak Ahead.